So not only does Jesus look with compassion, in today's gospel, Jesus speaks with authority. A man who is dead is brought back to life. And then the response of the people is described by Luke in this way. They said, "A great prophet has risen among us. God has looked favorably on his people." The words of Jesus have authority and they change reality. And that's not only so with Jesus, but it's so with those who are called to the proclamation of the gospel. Those people who are called by Jesus to craft words that can change and shape the lives of those who hear them. One of the greatest wordsmiths in the history of the church is the bishop that we celebrate tonight. Bishop John lived from 349 to 407, and he was the Archbishop of Constantinople from right at the end of the 4th century in 397 until his death in 407. But not only was he so eloquent in the way he spoke, it really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. So he actually ended his life in exile. And I'll say a little bit more about that in a minute. So the year is 397. He arrives at Constantinople and he is now the Archbishop of the center of the Eastern Church. His homilies inspired the common people but unsettled the wealthy. At that time, there were some 100,000 Christians in the city of Constantinople, but over 50,000 of them were living in poverty. Now I want you to hear a little bit of one of his homilies. And these are the words of St. John Chrysostom. "Do you want to honor Christ's body? Then do not scorn him in his nakedness, nor honor him here in the church with silken garments, while neglecting him outside where he is cold and naked. For he who said, 'This is my body,' and made it so by his words, also said, 'You saw me hungry and you did not feed me. And inasmuch as you did not do it for one of these, the least of my brothers, you did not do it to me.' Let us learn, therefore, to be men of wisdom and to honor Christ as he desires. Give him the honor prescribed in his law by giving your riches to the poor." And this is one of St. John's great lines, what I'm about to say. "For God does not want golden vessels. God wants golden hearts." His great concern for seeing Jesus in the poor is rooted in his sacramental theology. For not only is St. John Chrysostom one of the doctors of the church, he's also referred to as a doctor of the Eucharist. And in another one of his homilies on the Eucharist, he said the following: "It is not man who causes what is present to become the body and blood of Christ, but Christ himself who is crucified for us. The priest is the representative when he pronounces these words, but the power and the grace are those of the Lord. 'This is my body,' he says. The word, this word, changes the things that lie before us. And as that one sentence from the book of Genesis, 'increase and multiply,' once spoken, extends through all time and gives to our nature the power to reproduce itself, even so that saying, 'This is my body,' once uttered, does at every table in the churches from that time to the present day, and even till Christ's coming, make the sacrifice complete." The point of that quotation is that he so understood the reality of Jesus present in the sacrament that in a Christmas homily, he put it this way: "Reflect, O man, what sacrificial flesh you take in your hand, to what table you will approach. Remember that you, though dust and ashes, do receive the blood and the body of Christ." Now, in Constantinople at that time, there was an emperor whose name I cannot remember, but the power behind his throne was his wife, and her name was Eudoxia. Eudoxia loved to spend a lot of money on herself. Not only did she do that, she actually set up a statue of herself right opposite from the church where St. John Chrysostom was the bishop. And so in a homily on those who pamper themselves, he was actually talking to Eudoxia when he said these words: Do you delight in expensive clothes or golden jewelry? Remember Paul's bonds, and these things will seem to you as more worthless than a prostitute's filthy rags or a handful of withered grass. Do you spend long hours adorning your hair and painting your face with cosmetics, hoping to make yourself beautiful? Think of Paul's squalor in prison, and you will burn with desire for his beauty. You will then consider worldly beauty to be ugly and will bitterly long to share Paul's chains. Well, word got back to Eudoxia that he had said this, and she said, you're out of here. So he was actually exiled. But that night there was an earthquake, and she was so freaked out that she brought him back to town the next day. But then he continued to preach like this, and in the end, she said to her husband, get him out of town. I don't want him here any longer. This is what happened, and he actually ended his life in exile and suffering because he was so clear in his proclamation of the gospel. As I said, St. John Chrysostom is one of the greatest of all preachers. And one of the amazing things is we have many of his homilies today because as he was preaching, people were writing them down and that they have been kept for posterity. His name was John, but within a century of his death, he was then referred to as Chrysostom. And the word Chrysostom means golden-mouthed. Like his Lord and Savior, St. John spoke words that raised those who were spiritually dead. He had such a love for the body of Christ in the Eucharist, in the church, and in the poor that he wrote, and we've got this actually on page 85 of Living with Christ, these words, and these really encapsulate his life. The Holy Scriptures were not given to us that we should enclose them in books, but that we should engrave them upon our hearts, because it is a golden heart that the Lord desires. In this man, the church says, here was a great prophet. Through St. John Chrysostom, God has looked favorably on his people. St. John, pray for us that the gospel would be inscribed on hearts that desire to be hearts of gold.